Coming up next is Time for Travel Radio, sponsored in part by TFL Travel Agency at 724-379-9009 and by TravelForLovers.com, the online travel magazine with new stories every week, giving away a free trip to Paris for two. Hello and welcome once again to Time for Travel Radio. This is Ed Pickett, your host. Let's get right to the travel news. Hurricane Irene is in the news. It caused so much damage to so many places, and it also affected the travel business. The hurricane crossed the Caribbean before hitting the United States, including right over the Bahamas. As a result, several major resorts suffered considerable damage. Closed right now for repairs, for example, are Sandals Royal Bahamian in Nassau, and beaches, Turks and Caicos. The Sandals Resort is going to be closed through this month and open on the 28th of September. Beaches will reopen on October 6th. Both Sandals and beaches have other properties and say guests can keep the same vacation package dates at another of their resorts, and they are waiving the usual $150 fee for such a change. They can also reschedule for up to a year, and the rate that they paid will not change. There are other resorts, major and minor, that suffered some damage, and if you are booked to go anywhere near the Bahamas in the next few weeks, be sure to talk with your travel agent, or you may want to actually call the resort and make sure there's no problem. There was some disruption during the hurricane itself, including the decision that left several hundred cruise passengers in Puerto Rico stranded on the pier while their cruise ships were long gone, having left hours earlier than scheduled. On a Sunday afternoon, Port authorities in San Juan ordered the Royal Caribbean Serenade of the Seas and the Carnival Victory to leave early. And the difference between how these two cruise lines companies handled the matter speaks volumes. Royal Caribbean was told to leave 3 hours early at 5:30 instead of 8:30 at night. The line says about 145 people missed sailing. The Carnival ship was ordered out to sea 4 hours early, 6 o'clock at night instead of 10. About 300 people missed the Victory's departure. Now comes the interesting part. Of the 145 people who missed the Serenade, only 15 booked their airfares through Royal Caribbean. The cruise line paid for their hotel rooms and flew them to catch the ship at a later port call. But the 130 or so who did not book air through Royal Caribbean had to make their own arrangements. That means they paid for their own hotel stay and transportation to catch up with the ship. Carnival says about 300 passengers missed the Victory's departure, but Carnival paid for a free hotel stay in San Juan and for getting them by air to meet the ship later in Barbados. If you were one of those that was planning to go leaf peeking in New England this fall, I'd reconsider, and if you got reservations, I'd certainly check with the resort on the damages there. And the ski areas also had some damage. Killington in Vermont, Mad River Glen, and Sugarloaf in Maine all had roads out, bridges washed out, and some damage, but they should be in reasonable shape by the time the ski season gets here. In other news, well, not long ago, just a few weeks, a firm called Abercrombie and Kent set up a Cuba visit program, and by golly, this week they canceled it. They said the new federal regulations are just too complicated and they can't meet them. But National Geographic feels differently. Their expeditions division says it's going to launch its people-to-people tours in Cuba in November. They received its Cuba travel license from the U.S. Treasury Department this month or in August. Operators must run educational tours in which participants interact with locals. Cuba, discovering its people and culture, is a 10-day tour departing from Miami on many dates in November, December, January, and throughout the spring. The Senior Vice President for Travel, Lynn Cutler, says they've tapped into National Geographic's networks of experts and resources in Cuba to craft what they call an exciting immersion program that provides a true insider's perspective. The cost is not all that inexpensive. The tour is just under $5,000 per person for that 10-day, and the air out of Miami and the charter air to Havana are extra on that. Well, Disney continues to expand its resorts and has opened a new place in Hawaii. The Aluna Resort and Spa opened on August 29th, welcomed its first paying guests to a 21-acre West Oahu property. The construction took 6 years of planning, and they say it was a total estimated cost of $800 million. Now, when you consider the fact that even in today's dollars, the first Disneyland costs less than $150 million to open, well, that's quite an expenditure. It's a combination hotel and timeshare. They plan to have eventually almost 400 hotel rooms and almost 500 timeshares are available. They expect the whole project to be completed in about 2 years. The beachfront resort features a saltwater snorkel lagoon, a lazy river, an 18,000-square-foot spa, several pools and restaurants, along with a range of daily Hawaiian cultural activities and performances. But what do you get when you fly first class? American Airlines is really adding something. They're adding pajamas. That's right. You'll get a quilted bed topper, pajamas, and slippers if you're flying to London, and that started this month. Later on, they'll expand into business class where you'll get just a lightweight blanket and a pillow and slippers and an amenity kit with skincare products. By October the 1st, all business class cabins on all international flights will offer the sleep amenities on the Boeing 777s and 767s, and some European flights on Boeing 757s. Royal Caribbean is expanding its program of combining a trip to Universal in Orlando with a cruise. Previously, you had to be sailing out of Port Canaveral, but now they're going to do it on the Jewel of the Seas, which begins seasonal cruising from Tampa. The option lets passengers combine a 4- or 5-night Western Caribbean cruise aboard the Jewel with a 3- or 4-night stay at the Universal Orlando Resort. That's the news. Now, here's Anastasia.
This week at TravelForLovers.com, we talk about ships, planes, trains, and automobiles, and take you to the lush island of Kauai and the beautiful city of Venice. In The Ultimate Cruise, we tell you how sailing across the Atlantic Ocean can actually be your best value, provided you've got the time. In this article, you'll learn a little bit about some of the transatlantic itineraries, from the 11-day repositioning cruise on the Norwegian Epic to the 35-day round-trip transatlantic cruise on Holland America's Mazdam, and everything in between. Epic takes you from Miami to Barcelona, while Mazdam starts and ends in Boston and makes port in numerous European and American cities. Traveling in Europe details three options for traveling between the European countries. While flying between countries can be cheap, it is not always the most convenient option. Renting a vehicle provides much more freedom to travel at your own pace, but can often be quite expensive and a hassle within cities. The train provides similar convenience to car rental, with a price sometimes comparable to flying. Rather than declaring which mode of transportation is the best, this article provides information to help you choose what's best for you. In Kauai, the Garden Island, our Hawaii specialist details the amazing adventures and incomparable sights that can be found on the oldest island in the Hawaiian archipelago. Kauai is far from just another Hawaiian beach destination, although the beaches here are wonderful. Ecotourists and horticulture enthusiasts will love the jungle-like landscape of the island's interior. For the culture seekers, the authentic luau at Kilohana Plantation may hold particular appeal, while whale watching off the Nepali coast is an excellent activity for sightseers. Amore a Venezia reveals some of the best places to go in Italy's City of Bridges. Gondola rides on its many canals beneath the ornate bridges give way to strolls along cobblestone piazzas. Our reporter tells about the Basilica di San Marco and the Doge's Palace, as well as a bit of the city's history and the story of the Bridge of Sighs. In addition to what you'll see, we provide some information about when to visit Venice and where to eat while you're there. This article certainly made me want to visit Venice, and I'm sure it can do the same for you. Stop by our website at www.travelforlovers.com to read these great stories and more, and if we sparked your interest in travel, we can help you plan your own adventure.
Hi, it's Terry again with TFL Travel Agency. Some people ask me, why should I use a travel professional? Well, I can give you a couple of reasons. For one, we have expert insights. It's our job and our passion to know the world's greatest destinations inside and out. Our expertise and resources give you an insider's view when planning your next vacation. Next, we can save you time. Our extensive knowledge of cruise lines, resorts, airlines, and tour operators allow us to cut through the clutter and zero in on the vacation you really want. We can save you money. We have access to discounted, limited-time offers and exclusive benefits you can't obtain on your own. Next, we can personalize your vacation. Through our global network of trusted travel partners, we can custom tailor your vacation to perfectly match your individual needs and desires. Next, we can be there when you need us. Sometimes the perfectly planned dream vacation hits snags, like a missed plane connection, a front desk clerk who can't find your hotel reservation, or a medical emergency. When you book with us, all you have to do is make one simple phone call, and we can handle the rest. In today's world of instant online access to unlimited information on travel options, you might be wondering why it makes sense to plan your vacation with one of our travel professionals. We take the time to get to know you, understanding your approach to travel, what you like and to see and do, and in what style. Then we match these factors with your budget, schedule, and our insider connections with the best travel providers. Our travel professionals are here for you to talk to you, answer your questions, and design a vacation perfect just for you. No website or cell phone app can help you do it our personalized way. Give us a call at TFL Travel Agency, 724-379-9009. Hope to hear from you.
We'll be right back after these messages here on Time for Travel Radio.
What's this I hear about a free trip to Paris?
Indeed. You know, I think Paris is the most romantic city in the world. What do you think?
Oh, I love Paris.
It's especially romantic when somebody else is paying for the trip. There's a new online web magazine called TravelForLovers.com. It has travel stories, new ones every day. And they're holding a contest giving away a trip to Paris for two people.
How do they enter?
Well, it's very simple. You go to that website, TravelForLovers.com, and you click on the trivia quiz link. There's a big box there with a picture of the Eiffel Tower. You answer a few questions, some trivia questions, and they're really, really not difficult at all, believe me.
I believe you.
Yeah, you know that contest that says, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Yes.
Well, you don't have to be smarter than a fifth grader to enter this contest.
Oh, then even I can enter.
And the best thing about it is that it doesn't cost anything. It doesn't cost anything to read the stories on the website. It also doesn't cost anything to enter the contest. And you'll receive airfare from JFK Airport in New York to Paris, about five or six nights in Paris at a nice hotel. And it'll be just a very romantic vacation that you can take, paid for by somebody else because you won the contest.
That's amazing.
So go to TravelForLovers.com. Enter, and you might be the winner of a trip to Paris for two.
Good luck.
Be sure and check out the new magazine website, travelforlovers.com. You just might win a trip to Paris for two. The Grand Canyon is probably our most famous national park. Shannon Marchick is an official there, and we had a chance to talk with her. We're talking about the Grand Canyon. We've got Shannon on the line, and Shannon, is it difficult to get to the Grand Canyon?
I don't think it's difficult to get to the Grand Canyon at all. However, folks should be aware it's kind of what we call a destination park. So you have to be prepared to put in some driving time. But there are highways to both rims of the canyon, so major roadways.
Is there one preferred rim that is more attended than the other?
The rim is closer to major metropolitan areas and therefore seems to get a great deal more traffic is the south rim of the canyon, and it is, as a result, the most developed rim of the canyon, the one where folks can find the majority of the park's services.
Now, obviously, you've got a Grand Canyon. That's what the name is. So you can go look over the edge and look at the Grand Canyon. There must be lots of other things to do in the area. Tell us about it.
Within the area of Grand Canyon National Park, there are a lot of things to do. Some people do simply come here to view the canyon. Of course, photographers have a ball always when they come here to canyon. Many people like to walk along the rim, and there are literally miles of paved, walkable trail right along the rim of the canyon. Folks also like to come here and challenge themselves more. They will hike down into the canyon. Some folks also fly over it. So there are a lot of different ways to see the canyon, and within the area there are several other parks and monuments just a short distance away that provide very different opportunities.
Well, if you're going to hike down into the canyon, how long does that take? And how long does it take to get back out?
Our typical recommendation is that when you're planning your trip out of the canyon, you allow 1 hour per mile. That is because the vertical change from top to bottom is about 5,000 feet, almost one vertical mile, and you are in a desert. You start at the top at 7,000 feet. You go down to just over 3,000 feet, so it gets much, much hotter and drier, much more desert-like as you go down. And then climbing up, that's quite a lot of exertion.
Now, am I correct in assuming you can take a mule down?
There are mule rides available down into the canyon. There are a limited number, and the majority of them are stays overnight. So you have to make arrangements with the concessioner to get your mule ride and your cabin. It's kind of a package deal.
So you stay in a cabin at the bottom of the canyon?
You do.
Any idea, is that the National Park Service that's doing that, or is it a private concessionaire?
That's a concessionaire that does that. So the hotels, the restaurants, the gift shops, other activities like mule rides, those are all run by concessioners within the national parks.
You have to pay anything to view the the Grand Canyon? You have to pay anything to walk down in it?
Like most national parks, we do have an entrance fee. It is $25, and the pass that you receive is good for 7 days, so you can drive in and out of the park as many times as you want in those 7 days. And you can then plan your visit according to your budget. You can camp for a more lower-range budget. There are several lodges for mid-range budgets, and there's an historic hotel with extremely lovely rooms for higher-end budgets as well.
Tell us about that hotel. What's the name?
The El Tovar is the kind of considered to be the most historic hotel up here on the South Rim. It's quite a wonderful structure. I encourage people to come and visit.
Do you have any idea about when it was built?
Approximately 1905.
So it's been there longer than you and I and most people.
It definitely has.
Well, now, you say you can fly into the canyon, you can helicopter or take a plane. Both of them fly into the canyon?
They fly into the canyon, but there are some helicopters and some planes that do fly over the canyon.
Now, if you'd recommend that they don't just fly over, that they stop by and visit. Tell us about some other things that are available in the area.
Well, in the area, as I said, there are several other national parks and monuments. If folks are interested more in the ancient cultural history of the area, they might want to visit, for instance, Upatki National Monument. Sunset Crater is more about the volcanic history of the area. So there are opportunities to see and do a great deal more than just visit the Grand Canyon.
Now, I understand Bryce and Zion are a little north of you.
They are. That's a somewhat longer drive from the south rim. But if you're visiting the more rustic north rim of the canyon, Bryce and Zion are a very reasonable trip.
Shannon, have you been to either the Zion or Bryce National Parks?
I have been to both national parks, and they're both quite wonderful in very different ways.
Now, what about for photographers? What kind of opportunities are there around the Grand Canyon?
Wow, this entire area provides spectacular opportunities for photographers, as do the other parks that you were mentioning, Bryce and Zion.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ed.
Let's go to Africa. Here is Terry.
Today we're traveling to Tanzania. One of Africa's most alluring destinations is Tanzania. This destination truly has it all. From the snow-covered Mount Kilimanjaro to the tropical coastline at Zanzibar, from the land of the Serengeti, the dramatic Great Rift Valley and its Soda Lakes, to the gigantic Lake Victoria and its magical atoll islands, an African adventure awaits you. Visit Kilimanjaro National Park, one of Tanzania's most visited parks. The park centers around massive Mount Kilimanjaro, Africa's highest peak and the world's tallest freestanding mountain, rising to nearly 20,000 feet. On ascent, the mountain's foothills turn into lush forests, serving as home to elephants, leopards, and buffaloes. Further up are moorlands covered in giant heather, then alpine desert. Higher up the mountain comes the ice and snow that makes Kilimanjaro famous. A hike to the top, Uhuru Peak, will take 6 to 7 days. Zanzibar is the ultimate Indian Ocean experience. Zanzibar is an archipelago made up of Zanzibar and Pemba Islands and several islets. Located in the Indian Ocean, about 25 miles from the Tanzanian coast, this island paradise possesses white sandy beaches, palm trees, and quaint villages touching the turquoise sea. While in Zanzibar, we recommend a visit to Stone Town, where history appears to have stood still. The Jozani National Forest Reserve, home to the rare red colobus monkey, and Prison Island, home to a family of giant tortoises, lovely white sand beaches, and a beautiful coral reef ideal for snorkeling. The Serengeti National Park is a wildlife wonderland. Here you can experience the most scintillating game viewing in Africa. Witness great herds of buffalo, elephants, giraffes, leopards, and lions, wildebeest and zebras, to name a few. The Serengeti National Park provides walking safaris in addition to hot air balloon safaris for you to witness the splendor of nature. Another natural wonder is the Great Rift Valley. There are many lakes in the Great Rift Valley, ranging from shallow bodies of water to deep waters with lush areas around them. The Soda Lakes of the Great Rift are one of the spectacles of Africa. Shimmering in the heat and appearing as white mirages from a distance, they're home to flamingos in the thousands, which in turn have pink plumage due to the algae they eat from the alkaline water. Between the East and West Rift Valleys and north of Tanzania, you will find Victoria Lake. This lake is the largest lake in Africa and the second largest fresh body of water in the world. Within this lake are many islands, some of which have become wildlife sanctuaries or national parks. Birdwatching and fishing trips are popular excursions, and boat trips or hikes can be arranged around Lake Victoria. This is a sampling of the many wondrous regions of Tanzania. If you're an adventure seeker, a wildlife lover, or a nature enthusiast, this vacation is for you. Contact us at TFL Travel Agency to plan this magnificent trip of a lifetime.
Don't touch that dial. Time for Travel Radio. We'll be right back after these messages. Cruising has become increasingly popular. Not only is it great fun, it can be very inexpensive. Terry, you've got some special deals that are under $200 per passenger.
That's right. I found a couple of deals on Carnival that are amazing. There's a four-day Western Caribbean out of Miami on Carnival Imagination. Goes to Key West and Cozumel starting at $179. There's a four-day Bahamas from Port Canaveral on Carnival Sensation. Goes to Freeport and Nassau. It starts at $189. And we have a four-day Western Caribbean out of Miami for only $199. There's also a great cruise out of San Diego, a three-day cruise to nowhere. That's $199 where you can just enjoy yourself at sea.
What do you mean by cruise to nowhere?
It means it goes out and you just enjoy yourself on the cruise and it comes back. You get all the amenities on traveling, but you don't stop at any of the destinations.
Well, one of the things people say about cruising they like is they unpack once. They have great food. You can have all the food you need 5 or 6 times a day if you want. It usually is really terrific dining. You got any more specials?
Well, I did find on Royal Caribbean on Majesty of the Seas a 3-night Bahamas cruise that departs out of Miami, goes to Coco Cay, a personal island of Royal Caribbean's, Nassau in the Bahamas, and this one begins for an outside room at only $259. I think that's a good deal.
What do you mean by an outside room?
An outside room is an ocean view. You have a window where you can see the ocean. Of course, inside you don't have that, and then the other option is balconies.
Balconies are more expensive, but they can really be superb for a cruise.
I do like balconies.
Well, we've got a lot more specials in the cruise world. There are hundreds of cruises every week. Check with TFLTravelAgency.com.
Thanks.
Anastasia is the senior travel writer for TravelForLovers.com, and she recently visited Hot Springs. She'll tell us about that now.
Today I'm going to take you to Hot Springs, Arkansas, also known as Spa City and City of the Arts. It's the only city located within a national park and is the nation's oldest federal reserve. Hot Springs takes its name from the 47 mineral springs throughout the city, many reaching the surface at the temperature of 143 degrees. It has always been well known for its spa atmosphere and believed healing properties, even long before the first European settlers. Its reputation as a spa destination is perhaps now shadowed by larger spa destinations such as Sedona and Tucson, but it's able to hold its own due to the variety of other attractions available. If you're the active type, check out the crystal mines located around Hot Springs and in the town of Mount Ida, where you can dig your own crystals. These are large dig sites around quartz veins that offer a unique experience for rock hunters at any skill level. In some areas, you can just pick loose quartz crystals right off the ground. Often, all you need is a screwdriver to loosen the dirt around the crystals. There are also, for the more patient or experienced, areas where a crowbar or chisel might be necessary. These are open year-round, but spring and fall are the best due to milder temperatures. If you want to take home beautiful Arkansas quartz but aren't interested in digging your own, you can do your rock hunting in the many crystal shops in Hot Springs. Another great spring and fall activity is horseback riding. There are three stables to choose from: the Castleberry Riding Stables, Panther Valley Ranch, and Arkansas Riding Stables. I chose to visit the Arkansas Riding Stables at Lake Catherine in Malvern, which is immediately outside of Hot Springs. Here, each person is matched to an appropriate horse based on age, size, and riding experience. You take an hour ride through the woods and can come alone or as a group. This is first come, first serve, but special arrangements can be made for private rides, provided you arrive early enough in the morning. If you're visiting Hot Springs in the summer, you'll likely want to spend some time on, or in, one of its beautiful lakes. Lake Washita is the most popular and is great for scuba diving, sailing, fishing, and swimming. There are numerous hiking trails and camping areas around the lake as well. Lake Hamilton is mostly residential, but still has plenty of recreational appeal. This is where the Belle of Hot Springs sails. It's a quaint riverboat that offers daily cruises. There's a sunset dinner cruise with dinner, wine, dancing, and beautiful sunset views of the Washita landscape. In downtown Hot Springs, nature mixes with culture for an unmatched experience. Ancient wisdom has it that Hot Springs is a power vortex of magnetic energy that points toward creativity and the generation of high potential. It certainly is a draw for artists and art enthusiasts. Numerous galleries in the downtown area alone showcase this. If you're there on the first Friday of any month, you can check out Gallery Walk. This is when the galleries stay open later into the evening and offer wine and snacks for patrons. On the third Saturday of every month, you can check out the Artisan Market, which is an indoor market featuring only locally handmade goods. In October, you can find the Hot Springs Arts and Crafts Fair and the Documentary Film Festival. Aside from the galleries, there's also Bathhouse Row downtown. Of the 8 original bathhouses, 2, Quapaw and Buckstaff, are still functioning as spas, offering a full range of spa services. From now until September 30th, Quapaw Bathhouse is offering a Summer Lovin' package. This is a private mineral bath with coconut and lime aromatherapy, a 40-minute Swedish massage, 25-minute facial, and a 10-minute coconut foot scrub. This can all be had for $295 per couple, or $155 for an individual. This is an excellent deal. The Fordyce Bathhouse is now National Park Service's visitor center. On the first floor, it still looks as it did 50 years ago, with stained glass and marble. You can see the original stained glass ceiling here. On the second floor, the museum exhibit allows a glimpse of how spas once were. The third floor contains the music room and another stained glass ceiling. There are also staterooms and the gymnasium, complete with its antique gym equipment. The basement of the Fordyce Bathhouse houses the Fordyce Spring and the original elevator mechanism. The Ozark Bathhouse is now a museum of contemporary art, which showcases contemporary art from around the world. Running parallel to Bathhouse Row is the Grand Promenade, which connects several trails on Hot Springs Mountain. During Hot Springs Spa heyday, patrons were encouraged to head outdoors between soaks in the healing waters. Today, you can still stroll in the shade and see a natural hot spring up close. Remember, it is hot, about 143 degrees, so don't stick your hand right in. You can also see hot spring water cascading down to Arlington Lawn, where you will find the blue-green algae that is only seen in 5 other locations on Earth. Hot Springs is an amazing place for camping, hiking, fishing, sailing, enjoying art and nature, but above all, Hot Springs is for unwinding.
Paris is one of the great cities of the world. We asked one of our correspondents, Sandra, to tell us what to do if we had just a few days to spend in Paris. Now, we recorded her conversation in Skype, and there's some audio interference, but the report was so good we thought we'd play it for you anyway.
Sandy, what should people really see in Paris?
Well, I think there are at least four things everyone should do when they come to Paris. They should see the Eiffel Tower. They should go to the Louvre Museum. They should visit Notre Dame Cathedral, and they should take a boat ride on the Seine River.
Well, that sounds delightful. What about each of them? Tell us more.
Well, the Eiffel Tower, which was built for the 1889 World Exposition, has attracted hundreds of millions of visitors. From the top of it, you can have a beautiful panoramic view of Paris, and at night, the structure is illuminated. Everyone who goes to Paris visits the Louvre, then they go pretty much always to see the Mona Lisa. If you walk around the room, her eyes seem to follow you. It's a fascinating painting, but it's a huge museum. It has lots of other beautiful paintings and lots of artwork. It's well worth an afternoon or day. Notre Dame Cathedral is just as beautiful in person and just as imposing as it is in photos. If you come on a Sunday, you can go to an actual church service held in French. If you get a chance to climb the North Tower, you can look at and see Paris from the same vantage point as Quasimodo, the Hunchback of Notre Dame. Finally, if you want to see Paris in a beautiful setting, you should follow the lead of tourists from around the world and take a riverboat cruise on the Seine River. It's just gorgeous.
Well, what else is it doing in Paris besides those big four?
Well, Paris is a city that can be a wonderful place to visit for everyone, no matter what it is that they enjoy doing. For instance, if you love shopping, Paris has some wonderful shopping opportunities. Lots of exclusive shops and boutiques, department stores, and outdoor markets. I'd start by taking a stroll in the Champs-Élysées. You can walk by or even walk into some of the world's most exclusive stores, like Hermès, where you could buy an Hermès scarf. If you visit Les Halles, you can shop to your heart's content in a giant sprawling shopping mall that was built on the spot where a sprawling open-air market was once located. And you can also visit some of the city's beautiful and enormous department stores, such as Galeries Lafayette, where you can enjoy a live fashion show.
Tell us more.
Let's say you love museums. Paris has scores, if not hundreds, of museums to choose from. In addition to the Louvre, they have the National Galleries, as well as a number of other museums. My personal favorite is the Impressionist Art Museum called the Orsay. People who love modern art will enjoy Pompidou Center, and there are also museums devoted to Picasso, Salvador Dali, Rodin, and much more. Paris is also a city where you can see live artists at work all over the city, particularly on the steps that lead up to the Basilica of Sacré-Cœur, or Sacred Heart. You can walk right up and watch people paint pictures or even have your own painting done.
What else is there?
Well, let's say you're a history buff. You are going to love Paris, from the catacombs beneath the city to the Arc de Triomphe at the end of the Champs-Élysées to the Pantheon. Paris is a city rich in history. I suggest everyone take a day trip to see the Palace of Versailles just outside Paris. Built for the Sun King, Louis XIV, the palace is beautiful, and it also played an important role in ending World War I. One section of the palace not to be missed is a visit to the Hall of Mirrors, which is composed of 357 mirrors. Paris also is home to the Tomb of Napoleon, the Bastille, Roman baths, and much more.
Is there other things you'd like to add at this point, Sandy?
Yes. Let's say you love nightlife. Paris is definitely a city that never sleeps. There are countless jazz clubs, dance clubs, cabarets, and, of course, an endless supply of amazing restaurants.
Well, my goodness, you've told us a lot about Paris. Let's wrap it up. What else?
Everybody has their own Paris. My favorite things in the city are different from many other people's, and they're just as beautiful. I love going to the parks the city has, such as the Tuileries and Luxembourg Gardens. There are lovely cafes on virtually every corner where you can enjoy a delicious meal and soak in the ambiance. I actually suggest people try the tourist menus. They're often a great meal, and they're a wonderful way to try some delicious food. Paris has wine shops and cheese shops, fruit stalls, and bakeries filled with fresh croissants and baguettes. My favorite place to get a snack is a patisserie, where you can enjoy a very Parisian dessert called a macaroon. It's a cream-filled almond cookie. And I'd say you should not leave Paris without trying a crepe from a creperie. There are little stalls all over the city, and my favorite is a crepe filled with Nutella and bananas. It's so delicious, you'll never want to leave.
Thanks a lot, Sandra.
Thank you.
There's a lot more coming up here on Time for Travel Radio, including our deals of the week. You'll want to stay tuned for that. There are some great bargains. And we've got lots more right after these commercial messages.
I hear about a free trip to Paris.
Indeed. You know, I think Paris is the most romantic city in the world. What do you think?
Oh, I love Paris.
It's especially romantic when somebody else is paying for the trip. There's a new online web magazine called TravelForLovers.com. It has travel stories, new ones every day. And they're holding a contest, giving away a trip to Paris for two people.
How do they enter?
Well, it's very simple. You go to that website, TravelForLovers.com, and you click on the trivia quiz link. There's a big box there with a picture of the Eiffel Tower. You answer a few questions, some trivia questions, and they're really, really not difficult at all, believe me.
I believe you.
Yeah, you know that contest that says, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Yes.
Well, you don't have to be smarter than a fifth grader to enter this contest.
Oh, then even I can enter.
And the best thing about it is that it doesn't cost anything. It doesn't cost anything to read the stories on the website. It also doesn't cost anything to enter the contest, and you'll receive airfare from JFK Airport in New York to Paris, about five or six nights in Paris at a nice hotel, and it'll be just a very romantic vacation that you can take, paid for by somebody else because you won the contest.
That's amazing.
So go to TravelForLovers.com, enter, and you might be the winner of a trip to Paris for two.
Good luck.
Welcome back to Time for Travel Radio. I'm Ed Pickett, your host. It's been an interesting hour, and we've got more coming up, including Terry's special deals for travel. We welcome a new station broadcasting this program, WLVL AM 1340 in Buffalo, New York. It's on at 10 o'clock on Sunday mornings. Hi, Buffalo. Have you ever heard of a fellow named Chuck Jones? Well, if you're into cartoons, you are. He was the creator of the Looney Tune characters such as Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Elmer Fudd, Porky Pig, and, of course, Wile E. Coyote. Well, the hotel in Las Vegas called Circus Circus, which has always been very family-friendly, is adding 10,000-square-foot attraction, which will concentrate on the life and work of Chuck Jones. It includes a classroom, a movie theater, virtual street with a timeline of his life, images of his characters, a recreation of his studio, a 3D display, an art and photo gallery, a gift shop, an animation alley, a multimedia wall featuring animation, and the Acme Workshop, where guests can create sound effects and voiceovers. It's going to be about a $15 to $20 cost to get in, but it sounds like something the kids would really enjoy in Las Vegas. One of the questions that people always ask is, what's the best buffet in Las Vegas? Well, there's a lot of choices, and they really do vie to produce the best. But the local newspaper, the daily newspaper there in Las Vegas, does a poll every year. And this year, the M Resort, which is just off the Strip, was voted best buffet in Las Vegas. It really is spectacular. It brings a unique culinary experience with lots of stations of food and including demonstration and cooking lessons if you want to take them. It can be as low as $15 or $16 for lunch, but you can also spend up to about $34 for dinner, but that includes a bountiful seafood display. We got an email from Larry Lawrence of Los Angeles. He said he's going to go to Dublin with his girlfriend. They're in their young 20s, and he wonders if the city is going to be exciting for them. Well, Dublin is exciting, always very interesting, and it's a young city. In fact, in Ireland, 44% of the population is under 25, and that energy is quite apparent in the capital city. I'd recommend you go to the Temple Bar. Now, it can get crowded, but it's a 160-year-old pub. Worth stopping in, they say. It's an institution offering live music, a dizzying assortment of brews, and boisterous, friendly service, and Irish jokes, of course. They have pub crawls, music tours, and one of the interesting tours is a rock and roll tour that whisks music fans around Dublin in a converted rock band tour bus. But the most popular attraction in Dublin is the Guinness Brewery, the Guinness Storehouse, a seven-story building resembling a giant glass of beer. Yes, if you go in, you do get a free pint of Guinness, and it will not be chilled. They drink it warm, and it's an acquired taste, but try it while you're there. There's lots to do in Dublin, no matter what age you are. It's time for Travel Radio, and every week at the end of the show, we try to bring you some truly spectacular travel deals. Here with those is Terry.
Hi, this is Terry again with TFL Travel Agency, and do we have some deals for you. Royal Caribbean has a 7-night Alaska southbound cruise, SeaWorld Alaska to Vancouver, British Columbia, on Radiance of the Seas, prices starting at $1,099, and this is for travel in early September. Travel Impressions, you can save up to $852 per couple in this fall in Riviera Cancun. It is three unlimited luxury adult-only nights from $409 per person, which is just $136.33 per night. Classic Vacations, no passport required, St. Regis, Bahia Beach, Puerto Rico, prices from $1,499. Classic Vacations, $300 air credit with fourth night free at Halekuluni, prices from $1,029. This is the world-famous jewel of the beach in Waikiki, Oahu. With views of the ocean and Diamond Head, this premier luxury resort is an oasis of calm amidst the bustle of Waikiki. GoGo Vacations saves 20% on Maui. Prices are just $635 for 5 nights in beautiful Kahului, Maui. Gap Adventures has early booking bonus and 15% off 2012 Arctic expeditions. You can book now and save 15%. Travel dates June 15th, 2012 through September 2012. They're shipped towards the Arctic Ocean. An expedition team delivers excitement and indelible memories from close-up encounters with icebergs and glaciers to the region's plentiful wildlife. These expeditions are a voyage of nonstop highlights. Travel Impressions has book early and save $360 per couple at Excellence Playa Majores. All-inclusive luxury surrounds you in a setting of lush Caribbean beauty. This resort is an adults-only romantic resort nestled on 2 miles of white sand beach in a resort community that boasts an inland marina, world-class spa, and a spectacular golf course right on the Caribbean. Classic Vacations offers Sandals Companions Fly Free air credit and up to 65% savings. For a limited time, you can stay 6 nights or longer at a participating Sandals property and receive an instant air credit of up to $350. On Travelbound, we have the free night in Miami and Miami Beach. Prices from $530 for 5 nights. Miami is the second largest city in the Sunshine State, and it's one of America's premier holiday destinations, both with overseas visitors and domestic holidaymakers. It's easy to see why the city exemplifies the good life. Long palm tree lined boulevards, top quality shopping, gourmet restaurants, and all permanently drenched in the subtropical sunshine that beams down all year round. United Vacations has saved 55% on packages to Caribbean, Hawaii, and more. Travel dates starting December 23rd through April 30th of next year, and you have to book this by September 30th. You can save up to 55% when you purchase any value-packed United Vacations flight and hotel package to Mexico and the Caribbean, Costa Rica, or Hawaii by September 30th. Crystal Cruises has their new fall sale starting August 26th of this year through December 21st. You can get up to $8,000 in savings and up to $2,000 in shipboard credit, plus free round-trip air and more. For a limited time, enjoy new low fares from just $2,400 per person and up to $8,000 savings per couple on Crystal's fall voyages, United States, Canada, Caribbean, Hawaii, and Europe. On Celebrity Cruises, you can receive up to $100 onboard credit plus 50% reduced deposit on their sailings in the Caribbean, Europe, and Hawaii. Sailing dates August 22nd through March 6th of next year. Hurry and book this deal before September 30th. Royal Caribbean International offers a book a balcony or above category stateroom and receive a complimentary spa treatment. And this is valid through travel dates October 1st of this year through December 31st. Again, this is just a sampling of some of the few amazing deals that we can find you. Just let me know where you want to go. I'll search my vast resources and see what we can find for you. We'll get you the best vacation for the least amount of money out of your pocket. Hope to hear from you soon.
Well, that will do it for Time for Travel this week. Thanks for listening in. We want to thank our sponsor, the TFL Travel Agency. You can reach them. Write this number down, 724-379-9009. See you next week, folks. One of the hottest tourist destinations is Australia, and now the cruise line is jumping on board. Carnival Cruise Line says it's going to take Carnival Spirit, put it in Sydney, year-round for sailings to New Zealand and the Pacific Islands. We'll have more on this next week right here on Time for Travel Radio. Be sure and join us.